Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, team, today we're diving deep into a topic that's super high yield for your shelf exam, complications after cholecystectomy. You might think, gallbladder's out, problem solved. But nope, there are some post-op curveballs you need to be ready for.
That's right, Chris. Cholecystectomy, whether laparoscopic or open, is one of the most common surgeries, so knowing the complications is critical. We're talking about early complications right after surgery, and also sneaky late ones that show up weeks or even years later.
Let's start with the early stuff, Mars. What's one of the most common complications right after surgery?
That's got to be a bile leak that can form a biloma. Basically, bile escapes into the abdominal cavity, and trust me, bile is super irritating to tissues.
Yikes. So what causes that bile to take an unscheduled detour?
The most common reason is a cystic duct stump leak. That happens if the clip or tie on the cystic duct stump slips off, especially if there's inflammation from acute cholecystitis.
How would a patient with a bile leak present, and what should we look for to make the diagnosis?
They'll often have severe abdominal pain, and you might see bile draining from the surgical drain or even signs of sepsis, fever, tachycardia, and peritonitis. To diagnose, start with ultrasound or CT scan to spot any fluid collection. If you find a biloma, drain it percutaneously.
Nice. Now, shelf pearl time, how do we distinguish between a minor cystic duct leak and a major CBD injury?
Excellent question. This is where a HEDA scan comes in. If tracer leaks out but still eventually flows into the small bowel, it's probably a cystic duct stump leak. But if tracer leaks out and never reaches the bowel, think major CBD injury. To confirm and define anatomy, use ERCP or MRCP. Common bile duct injuries usually involve clipping the common bile duct instead of the cystic duct. This is a dreaded complication. Typically, you will see this first in a rising bilirubin in the patient's post-operative labs, and later patients will develop jaundice.
So how do we treat these?
For a cystic duct stump leak, ERCP with a common bile duct stent is the go-to. The stent lowers biliary pressure, helping the leak seal up. But for a major duct injury, like a clipped and transected CBD, we're talking surgical repair, usually a Roux-en-Y hepatico-jejunostomy.
What about bleeding after surgery?
Post-op bleeding can come from the liver bed or the cystic artery. Patients might have signs of hypovolemia, tachycardia, hypotension, and you'll see intra-abdominal fluid on imaging. Remember, the first sign of hemorrhage is tachycardia. Resuscitate first. Then take them back to the OR if needed.
And don't forget infections.
Absolutely. Wound infections can pop up, especially in open cholecystectomy. Treat with drainage and antibiotics. Intra-abdominal abscesses present later with fever and persistent ileus. Again, CT scan is your friend here. Treat with percutaneous drainage plus antibiotics.
All right, let's move to late complications. What's post-cholecystectomy syndrome?
Great one. Post-cholecystectomy syndrome is right upper quadrant or epigastric pain that feels like the gallbladder is still there. Common causes include retained CBD stones or a stone in the cystic duct stump.
I've also heard about sphincter of Oddi dysfunction causing post-cholecystectomy syndrome. What's the deal with that?
Sphincter of Oddi dysfunction is a functional biliary disorder where the sphincter spasms or fails to relax properly. Patients get episodic right upper quadrant pain, often worsened by opioids like morphine. That's because morphine increases sphincter tone, raising biliary pressure.
Good shelf pearl. Now, what about gallstone ileus?
Gallstone ileus is a small bowel obstruction caused by a stone that eroded into the duodenum and got stuck, often at the ileocecal valve. The classic imaging shows pneumobilia, a stone in the right lower quadrant, and air fluid levels consistent with a small bowel obstruction. Treatment is nasogastric tube, resuscitation, then surgery to remove the stone.
And what's our strategy if gallstones cause pancreatitis?
Great question. Gallstone pancreatitis happens when a patient has cholelithiasis but passes the stone. As the stone traverses the pancreatic duct, it can cause temporary obstruction, leading to pancreatitis. By the way, gallstones are the most common cause of pancreatitis. After mild to moderate pancreatitis resolves, perform the cholecystectomy during the same hospitalization to prevent recurrence.
All right, team, let's hit you with 5 high-yield facts to lock this down for your shelf exam.
Let's go.
1. Bile leaks or bilomas are the most common early complication after cholecystectomy.
2. On HEDA scan, extravasation from the cystic duct indicates cystic duct leak. Treatment is a common bile duct stent.
3. Sphincter or Oddi dysfunction, pain is worsened by opioids like morphine and are a cause of post-cholecystectomy syndrome.
4. Classic finding for gallstone ileus are pneumobilia, a stone in the right lower quadrant, and air fluid levels consistent with a small bowel obstruction.
And 5. If gallstones cause pancreatitis, do the cholecystectomy before discharge.
All right, team, keep a radar out for post-operative complications. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Don't be weird on rounds today.
Later.